Jade, wake up. Jade. Girl, what are you doing in my bed? What's wrong? Turn around. Oh God, what's he done now? What? Oh, girl, he's such a fucking dipstick. Why are you still with him? We've been telling you for like the last 6 months that he's like no good. Seriously, it's a nightmare living with you two sometimes. Yeah, but why are you in my bed though? Like, listen, I've been at the restaurant all night cooking. I'm absolutely shattered. No, of course not. You can stay, it's fine. Just move over. Tell me what happened anyway. Oh my goodness. Well, what did you say about it? Are you going to break up with him? Yeah, but how long do you expect us all to be supportive? And like, we're telling you the same advice week in, week out, and you just don't listen to any of it. I don't know who he thinks he is. I think he's punching above his weight with you, because you're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, like, he's all right. You know, if he was shorter, then like, no one would even... All right, I'm being a bitch. I know. Fair enough. Well, look. Right. Yeah, but look, see, this is the thing. You had so much confidence before you got with him, and it's just like he's taking it all away from you. You're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, every time we go out, you're always getting checked out by guys and girls. Like, it's, I don't get what he draws you. What's to like... Well, okay, yeah, we've all been guilty of that, I won't lie. Yeah, I know, but there's got to be more to stuff than that in a relationship. You... Yeah. Oh, honey, don't cry. Oh. Do you want me to rub your head? I know you like a head rub. Oh, I'd die for your hair. It's just so soft and silky. Well, you can just vent about him and I'll just listen. Rub your hair for you. Oh, I know, I'm lucky with my guy. Well, I don't know, he's got those jealousy problems that you know about, but apart from that, he is really cool. I love him loads. But I would not put up with the shit that you do. Well, I gotta be strong and bossy to keep up in the kitchen with all them dickheads. I know. Oh yeah, I know. Sweet little nursing. Maybe that's the difference. Yeah, but I am caring as well. Totally. But I'm just feisty. I'm just more like direct. I just won't put up with shit. Life's just too short, especially with how the world's been lately. Like, if that doesn't give you a wake up call, then nothing is. Does it feel nice? Oh, I'm glad. I hope I make you feel better. Oh, bless you. You're just such a good girl from Tina. He doesn't deserve you. Yeah, but why are you saying that? You're just saying that because those are the things that he's jumped into your head. Your figure is amazing. Oh, you've got curves to die for. I mean, look here. I don't mean to tickle you. Oh, I would love to have like an hourglass figure like yours. You're not fat at all. It's womanly to have curves. Your body's amazing. Your face, everything about you is amazing. I just don't know why. Well, don't be silly. No, I just don't mean it like that. I just mean like, I don't know. Listen, I never thought about it in that way, but I've just never been with a girl. But I think if I would, I'm pretty sure that you're the kind of girl that I would go for. Yeah, and that's the problem, you see, because you're bi, I think he feels more threatened, you know, because it's like he gets angry when you talk to girls or guys, so you can't win, really. And he's so fucking jealous of us too whenever we go out. I know, that's why I had to cuss him out last time when he was trying to get you to change your outfit. I know, he hates me. Yeah, but that's just because he couldn't put up with a chick like me. What you need to do is, I think I'm going to have to start like a kind of class for heartbroken girlfriends to get over these scumbags and not even to date them in the first place. That's a problem. Because if you really, like, I don't know, if you built up your self-esteem a bit more, I just think that you just wouldn't put up with this shit. It's just that you, I don't know, in your mind, you just don't think that you deserve better. Oh, so he's occasionally good to you. So what? He needs to be good to you all the time. Listen, it's your life. And you, I don't want you getting upset again. Just shh. Stop talking about him. Just shh. Lie down. Let me stroke your hair. What, you mean all the way down to your back? Like that? Just my fingertips. Oh, my nails. Does that feel good? Shh. Be quiet, because otherwise, can you imagine if he comes in now, everything that he's always said? I know we're not doing anything wrong. No, you don't do it to me. I've come in to comfort you. It'll make you feel better. And I'm pretty tired. I don't mind the head rock. I'm very ticklish. So don't do that back now thing, because it'll have me screaming. Just, yeah, a bit firmer. I need a bit of a firm touch, like too light, and it's just too tiggly to me. I'm just so sensitive. No, like, don't do that. No, look, you're going to have to stop it. No, I don't want it anymore. Well, if you stop doing it like that, then yeah, okay. Oh yeah, that's better, that's nice. Oh, I know, who needs guys anyway? Oh, that just makes me so sleepy when people play with my hair like that. I know, but I feel guilty. I'm supposed to be comforting you. Well, true, yeah, it is my bed, and yeah, you should have to pay some form of rent while you're gate crashing. No, a head rub's fine. Or maybe a cup of coffee in the morning and some crumpets. Okay, that's the deal. Okay. Well, if you keep doing that, I'm definitely going to fall asleep. Can barely keep my eyes open. I'll say you're wearing, you smell like, sort of like honey, like a watermelon. Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, it's like, summer rain almost. You know, like that countryside. I know, that's the thing with guys, they just smell so stinky all the time. Sweaty. Although sometimes I do ravish him when he comes out of the gym because he smells, I don't know, manly. But well, I don't know, there's just something different about women, the way that we smell and our skin is so soft. Yeah, you can, but just not too softly. I know, it's soft, isn't it? know, really. It's all really my favourite, but I suppose maybe the tops of my arse, definitely the back of my neck. Oh, when my boyfriend like tickles his like beard against my neck, oh, it drives me crazy. What do you like? Oh yeah. Gosh, I haven't done that in ages. What? Shit, is that?